Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 19th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has officially released iOS 14.7 to the public after an extended beta testing period. Following the release of iOS 14.6 to the public in May, iOS 14.7 is another notable update for iPhone users, and it could be the last major update for iOS 14 since we're also simultaneously beta testing iOS 15. One of the biggest changes in iOS 14.7 is support for the new MagSafe battery pack for iPhone 12, which is set to start arriving to early buyers later this week. The software changes in iOS 14.7 are what allow you to view the charging state of your MagSafe battery pack on the lock screen and in the battery widget. iOS 14.7 also brings support for merging two separate Apple cards and creating one joint co-owned account. In this situation, the two credit lines are merged, giving you a higher credit limit, and the lower APR of the two accounts is the one that is kept. iOS 14.7 also brings a new timer management feature for HomePod users in the Home application, allowing you to set and manage timers using the Home app for your HomePod. Other changes include bug fixes for the podcast app, bug fixes for the music application, air quality information in the weather and maps application in new countries, and more. Apple is also rolling out tvOS 14.7, watchOS 7.6, which brings the ECG app to 30 new regions, and we've got the full details on all of the new software updates released by Apple today at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, as Apple continues its work on self-driving car technology, it's shifting one of its best-known Apple executives to the Project Titan team. According to a report from Insider, Kevin Lynch has been tapped to join the team working on Apple's car project. Lynch serves as Apple's VP of Technology, and he has had a major role in the development of the Apple Watch and its associated health features. His title of VP of Technology will not change through this transition, but his focus will now be on Apple Car. Some details here are unclear. For instance, the report says that it's not yet known if Lynch's new focus on the car will affect his day-to-day responsibilities on the Apple Health team. But with that being said, Evan Dole, who serves as Apple's Director of Health Software Engineering, will take over some of Lynch's responsibilities on the Health team, which is led by COO Jeff Williams. The Apple Car project is currently being overseen by John Gianandrea, Apple's Senior Vice President of Machine Learning and Artificial Intelligence. The project has shifted in scope multiple times over the years, but Apple's current focus is said to be on building a self-driving system that it can use for an Apple-branded car made in partnership with a production partner. Moving Kevin Lynch to the self-driving car team represents another major leadership addition for the team, following Apple hiring a notable BMW executive to join the Apple Car team last month. Over the years, Kevin Lynch has become one of the most well-known Apple executives, promoting the Apple Watch, Apple Fitness Plus, and Apple Health, so it's notable to see his attention change to the Apple Car going forward. Rounding out today, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has new details on the availability of Apple's long-rumored MacBook Pro with Apple Silicon inside and a mini LED display. According to Gurman, the new MacBook Pro is expected to be announced sometime between September and November. The report says that these MacBooks were supposed to launch earlier this year, but complications around the new mini LED display technology have held up production. So now the machines are expected to enter mass production in the third quarter, which means an announcement sometime from September to November. The mini LED display, which Apple calls Liquid Retina XDR, is already available on the new 12.9-inch M1 iPad Pro. This delivers what Apple calls true-to-life detail, with a 1,000,000:1 contrast ratio and 1,000 nits of full-screen brightness. The new MacBook Pro is expected to feature Apple's M1X processor on the inside, with additional ports on the side, such as HDMI and an SD card slot. So even though we know quite a bit about what new features are on the way with this MacBook Pro update, It seems like we still have a few more months to go before Apple officially announces anything. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.